pink and peach clouds, fiery in the sun's dying rays, rolled slowly across the baby blue sky. A riot of bird song rang out from the trees as a gentle breeze twirled fluffy seed pods in the air. Spring had finally come to Evenfall, Connecticut. "I just love this time of year," the woman beside me said. "That feeling of warm sunlight on your face, the sight of all the flowers popping up their sleepy heads, the smell of rich, fresh earth bursting with new life." She sighed happily. "Isn't it just magical?"
"I've never cared for it."
I darted a look over to the woman seated on my other side, doing my best to suppress a smile. Some things never changed. While my Aunt Izzy tended to see the very best in everyone and everything, my Aunt Nora, well, she made an art form out of being perpetually unimpressed. Then there was me. I was right in the middle. Literally, I was seated between the two of them on the back porch of our family's Queen Anne Tower House, Ivywood Hollow, Bed and Breakfast. My aunts had suggested we come outside to enjoy the spectacular sunset. It was hard to say if we were succeeding in that particular goal just yet.
"But it's spring," Izzy persisted. "What is there not to like about spring?"
"Quite a bit, actually," Nora said, flashing her long crimson fingernails in the air. "Where should I begin? The sun is blinding in the early morning hours. You can't work in the garden without getting completely covered in mud, and then there's all this nonstop twittering." She cast a disapproving glance at the trees. In fairness, she was more of an autumn person. Izzy sat up in her seat.
"Well, all that may be true, but
then there's the people," Nora went on, not quite through with her rant. She propped an elbow on the armrest of her chair and pointed at us. "Everyone behaves so nonsensically this time of year. They're practically overflowing with hope and excitement. And for what? A mild breeze and a bit of sunshine? Ridiculous." Suddenly, a bluebird swooped in out of nowhere and landed on Nora's finger. She blinked at it. "You, my tiny feathered friend, are only proving my point." The bird twittered prettily, then flew away.
"But Nora," Izzy said with a nervous laugh, "wasn't it your idea for us to come out here to enjoy all that spring has to offer?"
"Oh no, sister, don't you dare try to pin this on me." I frowned. "Pin what on who now?" Izzy huffed a breath.
"I knew I shouldn't have included you in this."
Her eyes widened when she caught me looking at her.
"In this viewing of the sunset," she added awkwardly before looking back at Nora. "You haven't liked spring since high school. Wasn't it your junior year when
absolutely nothing happened?"
Nora pulled down her oversized black sunglasses to give her sister a ferocious look.
"And I do not hate spring."
She pushed her sunglasses back up and laid her forearms delicately on the armrest of her chair.
"I simply think it's overrated."
Izzy held up her hands in defeat.
"Wait, what are we talking about?" I asked, finally getting a word in. There was clearly a great deal being communicated under the surface here. I had a lot of questions, but I opted to start with, "What happened junior year?"
"Absolutely nothing," Nora repeated in a clipped tone. I twirled my long black braid between my fingers as I looked back and forth between my aunts.
The two of them painted a contrasting picture. Nora was looking rather elegant this evening, if not a touch severe, in her black silk jumpsuit. She had her fiery red hair twisted up into a tight bun on the top of her head, accentuating her long neck and perfect posture. Izzy, in comparison, appeared fresh and sweet in her pink floral dress with ruffled hem. Her strawberry blonde hair sat loose and curling about her shoulders, wavering charmingly in the breeze. I had to admit, I felt a bit shabby in my wrap sweater and jersey leggings. But in fairness, no one had told me I needed to dress for the occasion. Not that this was an occasion, we were just taking in the sunset.
At least I thought that's what we were doing. Suddenly, I wasn't so sure.